I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Special coverage. BYU and the Big 12 Conference with KSL's Unrivaled.
Hey, sports fans. Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, along with Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper here at FanFest in, are we calling this North Las Vegas? There's people everywhere. Anyways, our whole evening here is brought to you by Economics Partners, one of the nation's premier business valuation and strategic advisory firms.
Okay.
Hey, you know what was such a downer last
people
night?
People are being so nice to Scott, by the way.
People are
taking pictures with him. They want to get to know him. And you know what? This is the hand of fellowship that we have never been offered at Utah.
Scott is the most beloved non BYU quarterback.
You think so?
In college, BYU fans love Scott.
It's an interesting
couple.
They're all from Springville.
Scott respects BYU. It's not one of those deals where he just looks down on them and thinks that
you respect BYU?
He respects the history and the brand of BYU. Yeah. And BYU fans naturally hear that and go, "I respect that man."
I have always. And I told Lavelle this, that I would have loved to have played for him. I just had so much respect for him and what he did. And there were other reasons that I didn't go to BYU. It had nothing to do with the honor code. But it was
that American Heritage class. That gets you, man. Boy, that freshman year, that'll get you.
Anyway, so
Scott
I just
took a fly fishing class at Utah, okay?
Well, and a camping class, too. You had to actually camp out, too.
Oh,
that
was
the thing about it.
Major research university up on the hill.
Carnegie Research, baby! R1!
Oh, man. So
I think what BYU fans like about me is that I can say things objectively that they kind of like to hear. I have fun with Alex. I joke around, but I love the rivalry. I really think it's a good thing. I was on the bad end of it for a lot of years when I was at Utah, and so it's kind of fun to be on the other end of it now. But, everybody's better. Everybody's better if these two programs are at a high level.
See,
it's
I bought into that, too. I'm one of those guys that goes, hey, man, I have no ill will against Utah. I just wanted to lose one game a year. Or how about one game every 4 years? Like, at this point, I'm negotiating, like, please just give one back every once in a while. So last segment here with our Cougar Sports Saturday hosts, Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper. You guys are going to be taking over your show tomorrow, 3 hours here in Las Vegas as BYU and Arizona are set to kick off. Now, let's talk about the actual game tomorrow, which we have not spent one second on yet.
Well, there's a game tomorrow?
Can you believe that? I mean, can you believe that's how the storyline has gone? And that's how insane – that's what's happening here at the FanFest, too. No one's going, I don't know about Jed Fish's offense, man. I mean, this is a tough team. Everyone's talking about this Big 12 deal, but What can we expect tomorrow? Mitch, I heard a little bit from you earlier today, and we'll come back to you. But, Matt, your thoughts on this Arizona team as BYU sets to kick off their season as 12.5-point favorites going in?
I don't think they're very good. I think BYU will win by more than that. I think BYU is going to hit the ground running early, and it will be – I don't want to use the word route. That's probably too strong, but I think BYU will lead early and win comfortably. I think it's going to take Jed Fish a while. Now, I really like Jed Fish. I think he might be the right guy for the job, but that is a big and tall order. When you're turning over your roster at 40 and 50%, that does not happen day one against an experienced football team. I mean, offensively, BYU has so much talent coming back. It's basically plug in a new quarterback who, by the way, has been in the program for 4 years and had success back in 2019 with Tyler Allgeier and all those guys. So I just think BYU is going to win big, and I don't think it's going to be close at any point.
Mitch, your thoughts. How does BYU start the season off with a bang here? And they're also waiting on, you know, they're going to be in the news next week possibly with this Big 12 stuff. So it'd be nice to have an attached W next to that and maybe a big point total for them too.
Yeah, I think I'll disagree with Matt a little bit. I think early on there's going to be a filling out process. I don't think the offense for BYU is going to be clicking on all cylinders yet. I think you could see a game after the first quarter where maybe it's 7-3, something like a low-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be just all systems go like you saw in the Navy game last year where BYU, before you could blink, they were up 21-0. I think there's going to be a filling-out process because Arizona's defense on the back end is pretty good. They got some transfers that BYU even wanted out of the transfer portal. They're going to be some names to watch, like a Gunnar Maldonado from Northwestern. But I think that BYU, what I'm very excited to see from BYU is the defense. What's maybe their base defense? You know, I talked with Elias Atuiaki about drop eight, and that's become a more popular defense than people give it credit for. Like, you watch Iowa State runs a lot of it in their base packages, Georgia. But a lot of BYU fans look at it and go, why are they running drop eight? I think they feel confident still, though, that defensive line with Tyler Batty, Lopelea-Tawa, Atunai Samahe, that they can get some pressure to this two-quarterback platoon system that Arizona's going to incorporate. And, you know, I'm very excited to see what BYU's defense looks like tomorrow.
We heard from Jaron this week, of course, on our Players Club show, our very first one with Jaron Hall this week, and we'll have another one next week, and we're going to have it all year long. Scott, what is, like, an ideal start for a guy like Jaron Hall? Like, what would you want to see numbers-wise, or maybe even it's a performance where you go, hey, that's the thing where you want to start the season off like this to have a good start to the season?
I think one of the things Jaron has in his corner, one, he's played, one, he's more experienced in the program, but he's got so many weapons around him and weapons with a lot of experience. And you go into a game and you don't have to feel like you have to do everything. So you just execute the offense. You pick the best plays you can possibly get. And you go with it, and you stay really basic. And you in the very beginning of the game, you don't get too fancy, you don't get too cute. You just say, Jaron, what do you really like, and what do you really feel comfortable with? We have people that can execute that, and you want to get him off to a quick start. The Utah game last night, I don't know that the first maybe 25 plays Utah may have run the ball three times.
They lined up their first play with five wideouts and they were in shotgun.
And it was just in an attempt, because you basically could run the ball on Weber State all night long, but they wanted to get Charlie Brewer. And it's the same thing with Jaron Hall. They want to get him into a rhythm. I really think they're going to – and you can do – you know, you've got these great tight ends, and you can do a lot of, like, high-percentage passes on early downs to just build people's confidence and get into a good flow.
Well, what about not just the high-percentage stuff, but – Aaron Roderick likes to just kind of float it out there and go, hey, man, let's see if we can get another one of these 77-yard touchdowns like they did at Houston right off the bat, right?
Where here's the thing with that, though. Like, you have pregame jitters, right? And you're nervous, right? And so when you're nervous, you're a little erratic. And if you go first play and you score a touchdown, you go over to the sideline, you still have those pregame. So now you got to go out. I know you got 7 points, but you're still nervous. You're still jittery,
so
right?
So you want him to go
get
like
the jitters
six for
out.
Seven.
Yes, just
some
go.
Of these,
yes.
Some of these guys
then,
on the
then,
side.
And then you just get into a nice rhythm and flow.
You know, I'm curious, too, tomorrow to see, you know, how much of last year carries over to this season in terms of just that winning attitude. That BYU played with so much swagger and confidence. They walked on the field, and they knew they were going to dominate. Like, does that culture and that kind of attitude and swag kind of carry over to this season? I know there's a lot of new faces, but some key pieces still return on this team and a lot of guys that played snaps. Like, how much really carries over from last season? So I'm excited to see what happens. This is a good football team, guys. I mean, BYU has the makings. Matt and I have been talking about it a lot this offseason. This is a team that can win 9 games. And if you win 9 games with this schedule, you're setting yourself up to have more national attention, go into the Big 12, where you are a trendy national conversation piece in college football. And that's what BYU's been craving for years.
Did you just call BYU fans trendy?
Yeah, it's very trendy. BYU's influencer very trendy. Status? Okay.
Well, that's what you're
swipe up on BYU, baby.
So Mitch and Matt were telling me, or no, it was actually Mitch and Dallin were telling me, they were walking around the Cosmopolitan Hotel today.
Oh, yeah.
And they had no business being
My
there.
Crocs had
well,
no
yeah,
business
they,
being
what were
there.
They doing
I then? Felt like there was, because it was them trying to act big time already.
Yeah, and
it's,
I was doing
the
some
Big 12 now, man.
I was doing some boomerangs.
They're being trendy.
So I just got that. You know what that is? There's some BYU fans that need to change their Crocs, all right, so to speak, right? If we're going to go that direction.
Cargo shorts.
You need to go 100%.
What's wrong with cargo shorts?
There's nothing wrong, but BYU fans get knocked about
all
them.
Right. Listen,
that's all
fine.
I'm saying.
It's
I digress.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Tomorrow you guys have your 3-hour program. I don't even know where you're going to be broadcasting from tomorrow. Did we have figured it out yet? Did Allegiant Stadium
figure
it out?
We're going to drive the 215 loop and just wave to BYU fans and, do it on the road.
They've kept us hanging. So
did
we gotta,
Mark Davis sign off yet for you guys to be able to
he
do
He said
it?
We got to go get a haircut, like his same haircut first before we can do that.
Again,
so
trendy. Very trendy.
Very bowl cut, yeah.
We appreciate the Cougar Sports Saturday, guys. Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper, you can join him tomorrow right here on KSL News Radio, noon to 3. In our last minute here, Scott, before we get out, before you guys get out, we do have to shift gears just a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to get a cougar tail.
And this is a good time for you to go get one, too. Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, going to join us next. First game in the books for the Utah Utes. And a nice little, a serviceable 40-17 win over the Wildcats of Weber State. We'll come back. We're live at the Fan Fest here in Las Vegas. It is KSL's Unrivaled right here on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.